You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Hey everyone, WONY and our DJs are currently enjoying our spring break. I know the weather has returned to winter this week, but we appreciate everyone for tuning in. Enjoy the time you have. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Yo, 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 DJ Nuss for Mark 2. What's going on, everybody? I'm doing a special show this week. This is episode 99. 99. We got Data General coming back on. He's been a frequent guest, Gavin Vitale. He's coming on this morning, and we're doing some fun movie trivia. He's up at Starbucks right now getting a coffee, so I'm just going to blab for a little bit while he... while he gets here. What we're going to do is we're going to play songs or snippets of songs and guess and have the other person guess what movie they're from. My picks are they're pretty obvious for most of them. We'll see how he does, though. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Today is hump day, y'all. That's right, March 18th. Day after St. Patrick's Day. I wonder if anybody had a good time yesterday. I made a gravy out of... the broth from the corned beef yesterday, which was pretty awesome. Gav's over here. He doesn't eat the meat, so he doesn't know whether or not my corned beef gravy was good or not. It was good. Look, he's like making a face over there. It was pretty sweet. Let's see. My band, Shameless Self-Promotion, the Mopar KMs, are playing at the Black Oak on Friday at 9 p.m.
My band.
Yeah, that's right. My band. Well, you know, it's the band, but the problem is that the bass player just left, so... another bass player.
Wow, it's almost like it's a pattern, Mark.
It's a pattern.
What's the common denominator here?
I don't know. Let's see. This is Mopar KMs version 4.0 out of 12 years.
Okay.
So what's that, every 3 years?
What are you doing to these bass players?
How many bass players have I had? 1, 2, 3. So that's every 4 years. Drummers has been 1, 2, 3, 4. That's every 3 years. That checks out, though.
Yeah.
I think it checks out.
Set the expiration date for a bass player.
3 or 4 3 years? 4 years. No, normally bass players hang on forever.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. There's like something.
Because, but
it's almost like there's something going on.
But so the first bass player left because he moved. The other two bass players went to go like write their own stuff, which is crazy. That's what happens.
Crazy.
Yeah, right. So like, if a bass player's writing stuff,
why would you?
Yeah, that's just nuts, right?
Well, so you got Mark Paquette writing songs for you. Why would you want to do anything else with your life?
That's right. yeah, so that's actually the reason why they left. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, anyways, no, we're doing everything's good. So, okay, here we go. So, I'm going to play both songs I have are short. We might not even go through all the songs, the first two to start with. And we'll see if he can guess what movie they're from. This is going to be a fun one.
It's not just me. It's the, you know, the whole audience. Everyone listening, you know, the 100,000s.
The 100,000 people out there. 100,000.
Caller number 9.
Caller number 9. Number 9.
Number 9. I've got to cue this out.
There's no fade-ins over here. Dev's all professional when he sits over there. Fading in and stuff. I'm just letting it. Don't stop it.
Okay, that was... what was that from?
That's the 2001.
That's right.
Is the most popular usage, I think, of that song.
That's correct. Also from... You know the name of it?
No.
You know who wrote it?
What, is some Bach song or something?
Not Bach. Bach. Anything that's like classical, you're like, oh, Bach.
John Williams?
John Williams wrote that. That's right, John Williams. No, this guy also listened to a lot, or he also liked Nietzsche. Nietzsche, whatever you want to call, you know.
He wrote it?
No, but he was buddies with him, I believe.
Wow.
Richard Strauss.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was called Also Sprach der Zarathustra, which is the name of
Song of Zarathustra.
Yeah. And that's from 2001. Possibly the best Kubrick movie? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, we can go there. I mean,
top three Kubrick movies?
Top three, I think. Yeah.
What are the other two?
Mm.
Oh, here we go. Full Metal Jacket?
I know. Well, it's tough. There's like four that are tied.
Clockwork Orange?
Yeah, Clockwork Orange is all right. I mean, I think it's a little overrated. I like it. Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, yeah, that one's good.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut's good. They're all good, right?
The Shining.
And I really like Barry Lyndon, but I'm not going to put it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Lyndon's just a very nice
I feel like lyric. There's another glaring one that I'm forgetting, but...
Is there... There's Lolita.
Yeah.
There's Spartacus.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those are kind of it. No, those are all the big ones,
yeah,
right?
Okay. I feel like there's another one, but all right.
No, I think those are all... If we're missing one, somebody tell us. But I don't think so. I think that's all of them, right? Eyes Wide Shut's the last one. Full Metal Jacket was the one before then. And The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is
Clockwork Orange 2001. Lolita. Barry Lyndon.
Spartacus.
We'll always come back to Spartacus. That's got what's his Michael Douglas. Not Michael Douglas. What is his? Kirk Douglas being awesome. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's number two. This is only I guess it's funny that. Well, I guess it makes sense. This is. Actually, not from a... It's from a TV show.
Oh.
Not from a movie.
Is this the Golden Girls theme song again?
No, I wish it was, though.
Didn't you play that one?
I did, and yeah. I didn't realize it was a song before then. Oh. I did something else the other day, too, that was... Oh, I was listening to Lady and the Tramp, and there was a song from that, which is... And the only place I knew it from was Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, okay.
When he's like in the mall, like, and he gets his bike stolen. I didn't know it was from Lady and the Tramp, which was really funny. I was like, oh, that movie stole Pee-wee's Big Adventure song. Anyways, okay, here we go. Number two. Out of whack because that was so short.
Yeah, now that's a banger.
Okay, so out there, if anybody guessed, Gav guessed it pretty quick. So, what is it?
That's the Miami Vice theme.
Yeah, the Miami Vice theme, right? And who wrote it? Aha!
I don't know. Dom.
Oh, pretty close.
Don Johnson.
Oh, my God. It's like Don Johnson. Crockett. There's a great episode where Zappa's on there as like a drug kingpin on a boat. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's some banger theme songs in the 80s. I like when the theme song is just like the dude solos over the whole thing from like from the start to the end.
That's right.
And they like do the chord changes.
Yeah, there was one from
the Airwolf theme song, I think, is really good. Like up there.
The Airwolf theme song. The helicopter.
Yeah.
There was oh, God, what was it? I was listening to, I don't know why the Moving On Up came on in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the One Day at a Time theme song.
Uh-huh.
And I went down this loop on YouTube of like, TV theme TV songs themes. From, you know, whatever. And there was a bunch of them. And I was like, oh, man, these are the Magnum P.I. ones. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of solos at like the extended version of it. Mm. It's like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. And Knight Rider.
The Knight Rider
one. Those are huge.
Like, I think it's the same guy. The guy who did Knight Rider, I think, also did Magnum P.I.
Yeah. My friends and I made a TV theme like a series. There are like up to like four or five of them. And we would just listen to them. And they're like, they get pretty obscure. And a lot of them actually ended up just being like parts from episodes. So you're just like listening to like the song on the telethon episode of Full House, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did this live show?
No. We made CDs, and we would just like listening to them for like 12 or 15 years now.
That's really funny. Yeah. I thought you were actually playing these things live.
No,
with your band. What's your band's name? What's the basketball? The Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they also had a wrestling theme band called Fish Out that did all wrestling themes.
I wouldn't know any of those.
Literally. Oh, you would, I think.
Really?
Yeah, the 80s ones, you would know.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Yeah. Like the Ultimate Warrior theme. Like, those are
yeah, I guess probably would. I mean, I was into it for about 2 years.
That's all it takes. You'd probably
know. Yeah, and I had, like, a bunch of the LJN rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the ring.
Yeah.
You know? I think I had Andre the Giant and Iron Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
And who was...
And like there was the Junkyard Dog.
Who was the Russian guy?
What's his name? I feel like my friends would kill me for not.
I can't remember. That's like killing me. I'm not even gonna look it up. If anybody remembers the Russian wrestler from the 80s, WWF. He was also in the Cyndi Lauper video, I believe.
No, that was Lou Albano.
No, but there's like the Goonies.
Because a bunch of wrestlers all pop in. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been in that. Rowdy Piper was.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Sheik was in it. They're like chasing him in the Goonies thing. It's like the Good Enough.
Yeah,
that video is like, and the long cut of that's huge.
Yeah,
it's long. It's like a 6.5-7 minute video.
Yeah,
because there was like a 20 minute intro with like the wrestlers for some reason.
She had a connection with wrestling. Yeah, because Lou Albano's in...
Captain Lou was her manager, I think, right?
Yeah, like in The Girls Just Want to Have Fun, he's like her dad, I think.
Yeah, but right? I think he was her manager overall.
Yeah.
They
had some
safety
connection.
Safety pinned on his face. Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He had safety pins with rubber bands hanging off him. To go and watching some of those clips from the 80s.
Yeah.
Man, Macho Man, out of control.
Sure, yeah.
Out of control with Mean Gene.
Mean Gene.
That guy's like, that's some weird stuff. Okay, here we go. This one's really obvious. This one's really, but it's an awesome song. So I'm not picking anything hard there.
Mine are a little more obscure. I think I picked they're knowable, but you know.
Yeah, these are not. These are like straight up. Everybody should know these. I forgot to get albums last night, so I was going through them this morning. You know, in typical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious, I think, for anybody that's over 25.
Yeah, 25, do you think?
What do we think? 25, maybe? Oh, I don't know. Maybe even older. I don't know what people know these.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't actually know how many people have actually seen the whole movie.
Oh, I don't even. I mean, I guess
I did.
Have you
seen the whole
movie? Yeah, but like when I was a teenager, you know.
That's right. So three of the main characters in that are awesome. There's four main characters that ride the boat, the raft, right? We're obviously talking about
Deliverance.
The Deliverance, right? Yeah. And you got Bert.
Bert.
Ned Beatty.
Mm.
And what's his face? He was also in the National Treasure.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Not Richard Dreyfuss, but it looks like Richard Dreyfuss.
Turns into Jaws.
Oh, man, I almost brought Close Encounters.
Oh.
That's Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Is that Dreyfuss? Yeah.
I didn't take, like, I have soundtracks, and that's what I grabbed at first, but then I found, it was fun to find, go through the albums and think of songs that appeared in movies.
Oh,
but weren't
so
like
you did?
On the soundtrack.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So I tried to pick the big popular one from there. Not necessarily the theme, but you know, the Deliverance is that whole thing is like this.
Yeah, no, that's
what is that guy's name? Oh man, he's got a mustache. He's like actually the main dude in it. John Voight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, John Voight. That's right. So it's those three and then the one guy who dies.
Wish I had.
Who dies? The fourth guy dies.
Yeah. I wish I had Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. We were just talking about that. Everybody's talking about
Midnight. I have Urban Cowboy. Should have brought that. Deborah Winger was hot in that, man. Okay. So we were supposed to talk about the Bills today, but I don't think we're getting there.
Oh yeah, Bills and Steelers.
Yeah, we're gonna do that later in the semester. We'll talk about the football. Although I will take a quick
try to cram too much into one.
Yeah, there's
too much content into one episode.
That's right. Boy. I will say though, I stayed up way too late last night, only because I was super happy watching.
I was annoyed.
Denver, even though the 76ers are terrible and nobody was playing. It was super fun to watch them win by 30-something points, finally, where they, you know, this. Then, did you watch, I don't know if you saw it or not, did you watch the Lakers game on Saturday night?
Was that the Rockets? Which game was that?
No, it was Denver Lakers.
Oh, no, I didn't see them.
Oh, it went to overtime.
Oh, okay.
And then with.
And Luka hit the shot? Was that
so, in the way to go into overtime, they're down by. Denver's up by three with, like, I don't know, 5 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this stupid thing where they foul the Lakers.
To get the two.
Right, to get the two. And I forgot who it was. It was one of the other guys. I don't really know much on the Lakers. Makes the first one. Second one, he intentionally bricks it and gets the rebound and puts it back up.
Yeah.
It was so annoying. And I was like, oh, man, it's going to overtime. But they came back from, they were down like 18 points or something. They came back.
Yeah.
And then with 1 second left, Luka hits a friggin' shot.
Who else?
Yeah, I don't like Luka.
I'm starting to kind of like him. You know, when they get,
you're like, you're
they
like,
go all the way around. From heel to, you know, come back to face. I just put it back in WWF terms.
Yeah, no.
I like him. I like Dylan Brooks. I like.
Oh, my God. He's liking all the jerks. Oh, you like Dort?
Dort's not real. I mean, he hurt your guy, but he's not. Maybe when I start coming around to SGA, then I really come.
Oh, who's coming around to SGA? Nobody's coming around to SGA.
I know. You don't even, like, see kids. Like wearing the jersey.
No. All he does is score.
All he does is score in basketball. Like, what uses that?
That's right. But he doesn't, there's nothing else going on with him. Flopping and scoring. Anyways, this one's for you. This one's particularly for you.
This is the one that I may get or may not get.
Oh, no, you're going to get it because you've already said you love this song and I think it's ridiculous. so I'm going to play it because I was like, oh.
So this is a pre-warning to everybody out there. This is one of the worst songs ever created.
Oh, right.
But Gavin loves it.
I feel like there's a lot of those that he's talked about. So
he's like, oh, this song's really good. And everybody's like, it's like that meme with the bear guy, like, or the monkey, like, looking with
Yeah, I feel like there was something recently I was taking a pretty hard stance on.
That was it. This is the song.
It? Okay, I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was in the office. We were talking about this because it's ridiculous. I'm going to play it. And there's actually some other bangers on this soundtrack. And also, this movie is terrible. But this, once again, if I say that, you could be like, oh, man, that's one of my favorite movies. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see this as happening. But here we go. We're going to put it on.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum band. Done in coke.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Montserrat mystique.
We'll go out to sea and we'll perfect our chemistry. And by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Cocoa,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down the Cocoa? Look at there fast, and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. Way down the Cocoa. Catch a glimpse. Everybody knows a little place like Kokomo. Now if you wanna and get away from it all, go down the coast.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down the coast? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We have to go.
Largo.
Yeah.
So bad.
Best Beach Boys song.
Best Beach Boys song. That's right. I think I brought that up because I believe it's in the Muppets Treasure Island, which is a good movie.
Oh.
So this was Kokomo, obviously, and from what movie? The worst movie ever.
Well, I'm not going to argue that the movie was good. I would have had, if we hadn't just talked about it, I would have thought it was from Cocktail, but I didn't know if it was like written for Cocktail. Which was it?
That's a good question. I think it was, I don't know. At that point, it was the Beach Boys releasing albums that people, you know, I saw them around that time.
Lucky guy.
With Weird Al.
Oh, man.
It was on the same bill.
Jeez.
There was a lot of Hawaiian shirts going
on.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was at SPAC.
Well, I just saw Weird Al at SPAC this summer.
Yeah.
You saw him the summer, this tour, right?
Yeah, Sarah, I saw him as well.
The others at Bethel or something?
At Bethel, yeah. God, somebody was sending me... what the hell were they sending me? Maybe I'm just confused. Oh, I was listening to Bad Hair Day the other day.
Nice.
There's some good... Those weird ones with scissors is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. The mid-period Al stuff's good. It's all good.
It's all good. And, like, when you see it live, then it really makes it good, like, kind of permanently, where you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of like that song on the album, and then when you see him play it.
Oh, the band is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the best bands ever that I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of good bands with a lot of, like, highly proficient musicians.
Yeah.
You know? And that band is up there with, like, it's Zappa-esque.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, super orchestrated.
The amount of choreography and like costume changes
and the acapella thing near the end was insane. Thing,
yeah,
it's crazy. Weird Al, totally insane.
I know. I wanted to. I wish I had something from UHF or something.
Oh, that's why. Because somebody was asking me. Maura, who asked me the other day, she's like, "Have you ever seen UHF?" And I was just laughing. Wheel of Fish. Yeah, that movie. You know, that was what almost tanked his career. It did so
that's
bad.
That's possible.
Well. It was funny because it did so bad, and he didn't release any music for like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Like he was really depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Fat came out after that.
Yeah.
And I think that
brought him back.
Brought him back. That album, which was.
Yeah, that was huge.
What was the name of that album? That's a good question. I had him in the suit on the front, right?
Yeah, isn't it?
I can't remember the name of the album. But that was, that brought him back from the, he was like super depressed. But UHF was funny.
Yeah, of course, it's Weird Al.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
People didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got two more, and I'm going to let him over here. He's only got three, he said, right?
Something like that, okay. Whatever.
Okay, here we go. I don't even know what I'm putting on. Oh, I know what I'm putting on.
Distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, tonight it is my great privilege of introducing to you a man whose family name was once both famous and infamous. And now, may I present to you Dr. Baron Friedrich von Frankenstein. Ladies and gentlemen, Mesdames et Messieurs, Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it! If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Cooper, Cooper!
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellers in their mitts. Thank you. Nothing, I tell you. 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, I'll stop that there. That's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about Mel Brooks movies. Favorite Mel Brooks movies. I said that and
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs were my, those are my top two. Maybe you said History of the World.
Yeah.
Is that where, does he play Moses in there and he breaks the tablets?
He played, I think he plays a lot.
He plays a lot, but like, is that scene in there with the History of the World?
Yeah, where they like fall and they break.
And he's like, I have these 15 commandments. I have these 10 commandments.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend growing up, and we were young. We were like 6, and he had older siblings, and they had all those movies, and we would watch those all the time. And that's some of the last time I probably saw some of them. Like, we watched History of the World like 15 times.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if I've seen it since I was like 6.
I saw it maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about the producers. Robin
Men in Tights. I saw that in the theater when it came out.
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's Mel Brooks, so no matter what, it's good. What's the other? What's the other big one besides right around the Young Frankenstein time? There's another really huge one that I'm forgetting. That's like amazing. It's gonna kill me. All right. Anyways, I got one more for you.
Blazing.
Oh, that's right, Blazing Saddles. How could I forget that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That movie's amazing. Okay, yeah. That's in the top three, easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more. This one is actually, this one you're just gonna like. There's a secret one. Maybe at the end of the show, I'll play. Well, I'll do it quick right after this one, and then I'll let you.
No way. There's no bad parts in that scene.
I just say the middle part's bad in there. That's amazing. Oh, who wrote it, though? I don't even know.
I did. My parents had, like, some kind of, like, instrumental CD.
Oh, I have it.
With, like, Chariots of Fire and that kind of stuff. And then this was on, and I remember it.
Harold?
Staring at the cover.
Faltermeyer.
Yeah.
That's who wrote it.
Well, he's probably, if he's still alive, still making a lot of money off it.
That's right. Two other bangers from that soundtrack. What are the other two bangers? Well, one is a banger. The other one, I'm not.
Well, I'm picturing, I get confused because in Beverly Hills Cop 2, there's a Michael McDonald.
Yeah, this one's.
I'm thinking of, what's the one with, there's that one. Now I'm in like Michael McDonald territory. The Gregory Hines.
With the dancing.
Yeah.
White, no.
Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal, you know that song?
Yeah,
kills.
Man. Neutron Dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The Heat is On.
Oh, man, that's right. Is he on from, like, from that, written for that soundtrack?
I think so.
Yeah. You know that always reminds me of that Morphine song? I think they, like, ripped it off.
Which one?
It's like the one Morphine song.
There's one. There's like a million more.
The big one, like a honey white. The if you like play it to the same, it's like, if like they just change the lyrics to the heat is on.
Oh yeah, that's
it would
right.
Be like the same song.
Good. Like this. Those. Like,
the heat is on.
Like swimming. Like there's some good albums.
Oh, I'm sure.
But more good. Okay, here's the last one. I'm only going to play part of this. I only brought this up because it's a sports movie, and it's a weird one.
Weird.
Here we go.
Sports movie. No, you got me on that one.
Yeah, that was nobody knows that. That was the theme song for Fast Break, the movie from 1979 with Gabriel Kaplan, who was Mr. Cotter, right?
Really?
Was that Mr. Cotter, Gabriel Kaplan? No, I think so.
70s was like a little bit before my era of like random pop culture knowledge.
Yeah, Billy Preston was the writer on that. With Cyrito, who I don't know. I'm gonna
like
look
if you
up.
Had the Teen Wolf soundtrack, then I would know that.
Yeah, I don't have the team. I don't have the team worse.
That's
team
got that. I think that is Surfing USA. That's what they play, right, when they're on the van.
Is it Surfing USA?
Well, because I was thinking about that yesterday, because I have Wipeout. I guess I should know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to, but I'm like, I think it's Surfing USA. Maybe that's like the second best Beach Boys song.
Surfing USA. Yeah, that's pretty good.
After Kokomo.
Yeah, Kaplan was Mr. Cotter.
That's cool.
What do we got?
All right, so should I play mine?
Yeah, Gav's on that. Right,
so this is, we'll see. I think these are slightly more obscure, but I think you can get them.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Four gentlemen and one great, great war. Big brother. We'll be right back.
Okay, I guess so.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that was crazy. So we were talking about this during the whatever. Obviously Janis, but really, I think it's called, at that point, it was called Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother and the
Holding Company. Yeah, like she wasn't on, it wasn't Janis. Yeah, which is still amazing, that band. We were talking about how amazing that band is. I did not know what this was from.
Yeah, it's, to me, it's a standout.
And what's it from?
It's from Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing, which is crazy because I had no idea.
They put the live version on the album, and it's the studio version on the soundtrack.
Oh, okay. You know what's also really good is Where the Buffalo Roam. Have you seen that?
Someone was just talking about that.
Have you seen that one?
Is that the Bills one? No, that's Buffalo.
Well, that's the Buffalo Bills. No, that's what's his face from Ghostbusters playing Hunter S. Thompson, Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
It's from like the early 80s. It's good. I actually like his version better of whatever, but Fear and Loathing is just a wild movie. It's a crazy movie. All right.
All right, you ready for number two?
I'm ready. I'm super, like, now I'm, like, scared.
You gotta be on top of things, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell's going on here.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
I used to fool around, but I
okay. That was out of control. Out of control for multiple reasons. Anyways, I guessed it.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis, Hip to Be Square. But, once again, I knew this from four, not as, as a weird scene. But, American Psycho.
Yeah.
So good. Great. I like the way you're doing this. You're picking songs that are used in weird spots in movies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great scene. That's probably one of my top five movies.
Okay.
You know.
It's it's amazing. I mean, it's one of those things the first time you see it, you're like, what the hell did I just watch? Like, that was insane.
Yeah.
And there's just some insane scenes in it.
It's,
you know?
Like, hilarious. It's like a timeless. I feel like when, like, you live in New York, too, you're like, oh, this is, like, very real. Even it's.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know, like, oh, no, totally.
Like, the ridiculousness of like the one-upping and all that stuff is incredible.
Yeah, and it was just the pinnacle of like 80s business cocaine.
But it's still like happening now. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Still like saying the same stuff like, oh, I read that somewhere, you know, like that kind of stuff.
It's so funny. All right. I got some one for one.
One for one. Yeah, we got one more.
Let's see if I can get this last one to end up on the winning end.
That the 49ers appear.
Yeah, the 49ers are on that.
Do the backing vocals in the at the very end. Which is,
that's insane.
A bonus.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. All right, here comes the last one.
We have an actual fire alarm here. I think it was because this. Well, I'm gonna burn before I'm gonna say the end of this. That was crazy. I did not know the name of that song. I didn't know the name of the band. And I didn't know what movie it was from.
Yeah, The Big Lebowski.
The Lebowski, man.
Yeah.
And it was by the Monks.
Yeah.
What was the name of the song?
I Hate You.
I Hate You?
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Soundtrack. Oh, we're just in here. We're gonna burn up. I'm not even caring anymore.
We're safe in here. I think these are fireproof.
Actually, I have to go. Yeah. We probably should go.
It was perfect. It's 8:58.
Everybody tune in next Monday for our 100th episode. Man, I did bad. I was 1 for 3.
You were great.
Damn. Rock and roll, everybody. Hopefully we'll be back. We don't burn.
Yeah. All right. You can take a toll on me.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Talk Radio.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?